Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life podcast. My name is Michelle Burkhardt, and I'm your host. Welcome. All right, so today's title is Be a Warrior, Not a Worrier. Okay, Be a Warrior, W-A-R-R-I-O-R. I don't know why my mouth isn't working this morning. Not a Worrier, so W-O-R-R-I-E-R. So do something. Don't just worry about it, right? So I saw this meme yesterday and I kind of wrote it down because I was kind of in between, you know, things, and it caught my attention for some reason, but I didn't have time at that moment to really delve into it. So I wrote it down in a post-it note, and I kind of just simmered with it all day. And I realized that the first thing that came to my mind was this Bruce Lee quote, which I think I've talked about before on here. Better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. Right? So better to be the person who has gone through life experiences, has been resourced, has, you know, this understanding of life and experience, and is living in peace, versus the person who is a person of peace, who doesn't have those experiences, doesn't have, let's say, a built up resilience, doesn't have the life skills to take care of themselves or handle issues or problems going off to war, right? So, I really think it's not just a think, it's a belief for me. And I believe that this is true for everybody, that life hands us all kinds of situations and problems, opportunities and challenges, right? Every single day. And we always have a choice of how to approach those. If I didn't believe that, then I wouldn't be doing this podcast. We always have a choice of how to deal with that. Now, you know, there are many choices, and many of them, you know, really rely on what you've done with problems and challenges and issues and opportunities previous to the one you're dealing with. But life all day long, I believe that life is solving problems and being creative and, you know, just seeing things in a different way. So, we have a choice. We can blame or shame or judge other people when a problem comes up. The problem there is not only are you doing damage to your relationships, but it doesn't actually take care of whatever the problem is, right? It's still there. We can waste time waiting on someone else to tell us what to do. Right? So, you know, like I have this problem. Am I waiting for, you know, my partner, my significant other, an authority figure of some kind, a teacher, a mentor, a doctor, a pastor? Am I waiting for them to tell me what to do with this, or am I trying to figure it out on my own? We can choose to kind of just sit down in our stress and our confusion and not do anything and just hope for a good outcome. You know, many people in life, I have been one of those people too. So many people in life see a problem or a challenge and they're like, yeah, okay, I'm just going to leave that. They try to avoid or ignore, or they just get stuck in that moment. And so, you know, that is definitely a choice, right? We can ask for help, right? We can go to trusted authority figures or guides that are in our life. We can start doing things that really move the needle forward. So we can step out in courage and say, okay, I'm willing at least to try something. Maybe we won't be good at it, but at least we're willing to try something, right? We can notice that many of the issues that we deal with are patterns or repeats. Right? So there are patterns like your conversations or the wonky interactions that you have with people or conflicts, right? They're the same pattern with just a different topic. So we can start to notice those things, or we can start to notice, you know, I've got a client who was struggling with going to sleep on time. And she realized that if she did not go to sleep by a certain amount of time, it was like everything else in her day the next day fell apart. Well, that's a pretty easy fix, don't you think? Noticing the pattern and going, okay, it's not the 15 problems that I have during the day. It's the one problem of not going to sleep at night. Because if she knows for herself, if she went to sleep at night, she wouldn't have those 15 problems. So noticing the pattern and going, okay, let's change that, right? And then you begin to kind of realize and accept that life includes these challenges every day. And that's not a bad thing, right? It just is. Like, that's life. Okay, great. So now you adopt the attitude of what I always say, this is what we're doing now, right? So when your child gets sick and you got to take him to the doctor, this is what we're doing now. When, you know, someone calls up and says, I've got an emergency, I need you at this meeting tomorrow, and you realize like, oh, I've got to adjust all kinds of things in my schedule to make that happen. This is what we're doing now. When you wake up and you're not feeling well, or like what happened to me recently, you wake up and you realize you have no voice. Hey, guess what? We're not doing client sessions today. We're not doing any recordings that we thought we were. This is what we're doing now, right? And that's life. But when we get stuck in the blame and the shame and the judgment and the, usually that's towards ourselves, but we can for other people, right? Like blaming my child for being sick, or blaming these people for calling me into a meeting, or blaming myself for somehow losing my voice. That's putting our energy and resources to a place that's not going to be helpful. And so you can get to the point where you realize, yeah, that's not helpful. Like, this is just what we're doing now. And you just quickly make adjustments. And the more you do that over time, the more you realize that there really aren't any problems. There's just new experiences. And that's where life starts to get really interesting and fun. Now, some of those experiences seem more challenging than others, right? However, it's just the thing that's presenting itself. You have all of these tools and resources to be able to handle that. So I believe that this progression, kind of what I shared with you today, is how you go from being a worrier, someone who worries, to being a warrior, someone who is visionary and can go after the problems that you need to confront today. And I believe that this is how you go from being a gardener who's just in the garden kind of hoping for the best in life, to being a warrior who's in the garden. So someone who has seen life, who is resourced, who knows how life works, and chooses peace. Because just because you do have everything at your disposal to solve those problems does not mean you have to have problems. We can be a warrior in a garden where we have all those tools and resources, and we have peace. So, you know, which stage are you at of all the things that I shared today? Where are you at? And what is the evidence for that? Are you, you know, blame, shame, and victim? Are you waiting for someone to tell you what to do? Are you confused and just hoping for the best? Like, go down each one of those things that I shared today. Which one are you? What's your evidence for that? And what is one thing you can do to get to the next step? And really listen to yourself, right? So as you're sitting there and you're reflecting on this, listen to whatever answer pops up and trust that whatever pops up is exactly what you need, okay? I promise you that when you check in on your current default setting of what it is with how am I dealing with problems, issues, and challenges, and then you begin to encourage, take that next step, I promise you things are going to change for you in your life, okay? All right. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. And with that, I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you next time. All right. Bye-bye.